China's official news agency reports that Mr. Wen promised to moderately tighten monetary policy soon to ensure stable growth. China's economy is booming. Government statistics released Thursday show that industrial output expanded 18% in May, compared with the same period a year ago. But China's runaway growth has been accompanied by a large trade surplus, rising inflation, and a surge in energy use. Officials have raised interest rates 4 times in 14 months to slow growth, but those moves have proved ineffective. Last month, the government tripled the stamp tax on stock market transactions. That prompted selling for a few days, but the market has since rebounded. One expert says high corporate profits and a successful sale by the government of some of its stock market holdings pumped up investor confidence. Stephen Green, a Shanghai-based senior economist at Standard Chartered Bank, says the weak effort by the government to cool the economy has been unable to damp such confidence.
Against those huge structural positives of the market, the few and slight measures we've seen so far isn't half enough.
Green expects another interest rate increase this year. Green says the government is right to act now to head off inflationary pressure, which could be brought on by wage increases, higher raw material costs, higher taxes, and a more expensive currency.
Over the next 2-3 years out, you're going to see a lot more inflationary pressures coming out of China in terms of its exports, which is going to mean higher prices for electronics goods on the high street in London and New York, for clothes, for toys, for the other stuff that China is beginning to export, things like auto parts, for instance.
If these corrective measures fail to tone down China's economy, Green says he expects the government to conduct more investigations into illegal share trading, introduce more taxes, and raise interest rates again. Joseph Papiakowski for VOA News, Hong Kong.